बुद्धि ज्ञानम असंग मोह समा सत्तंग दमस समा सुखंग दुखंग भवो भाव भयंच अभयम। तो व्हाट इज नॉलेज? नॉलेज मीन्स डिस्टिंग्विशिंग द स्पिरिट फ्रॉम मैटर, दैट इज नॉलेज। We should understand what is spirit and what is matter. We are combination of matter and spirit. Actually, I am a spirit, but I am now covered, embodied by matter. When we make a complete analytical study, what is matter and spirit, that is called or knowledge. Material knowledge, any subject matter you can say, but that is temporary. Just like this body is temporary, similarly, any material knowledge you acquire, either you become a chemist or physicist or a medical man or an engineer, whatever you may acquire knowledge, all this knowledge will finish as soon as this body is finished. We forget. Death means forgetfulness. Because the spirit does not die eternally. So spiritual knowledge continues. If you develop spiritual knowledge, suppose 10% spiritual knowledge you acquire in this body, then that will continue with you. Even after destruction of this body, that spiritual knowledge will continue with you, and when you get next body, you finish your 10%, you'll begin again from 11%. That knowledge will not be lost. That is the law of nature. Spiritual knowledge, in the Bhagavad Gita, we have studied already. Salpamapi asya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. If you cultivate spiritual knowledge, even 1%, 2%, that can render you greatest service. Because it will continue. Once spiritual knowledge begun, it will not be stopped. The best thing is to finish it 10% in this life, because this human form of life is meant for cultivating spiritual knowledge. It is not meant for material enjoyment. Material enjoyment means eating, sleeping, and defending and mating. These four principles, they are called material enjoyment. Just like we see advertisement. The other day I was seeing the New York Times magazine. So all advertisements are based on mating. That's all. So because mating is more attractive. Therefore, the shopkeepers, they advertise their dress, putting before one very nice girl, because our attraction is for mating. So as soon as we see a nice girl, our attention is diverted immediately. That is the psychology. So these are all material enjoyments. Eating, sleeping, defending, and mating. And spiritual enjoyment is just opposite. There is no sense enjoyment. There is self-realization or purifying the senses. Spiritual enjoyment means purifying the senses. Sarvapadhi vinir muktam tatparatena nirmalam. It is a purificatory process. And as soon as you purify your senses, then you become in full Krishna consciousness and become eligible for being transferred to the spiritual world. So, this human form of life is specially meant for cultivation of spiritual knowledge, because in any other form of life, there are 8,400,000 of species of life, and the best developed consciousness form of life is the human form of life, especially civilized men. There are 400,000 species of human beings. Human being means with two hands and two legs. Oh. So not all of them are efficient, but they have got this Krishna consciousness dormant. Even in the lowest aboriginal stage of life, there is dormant Krishna consciousness. But a civilized life, Aryan family, they are quite competent to develop culture, to cultivate this knowledge. So, jnanam, knowledge means the distinguishing between spirit and matter, and this knowledge should be cultivated and taken full advantage in this life. That is successful life. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated, tasyaiva heta prajateta kovida nalabhate jadbhamatam uparajabha. Now, a living entity, a spiritual spark, is wandering from not only from one country to another country, or from one body to another, but one planet to another. The qualification of a living entity is called sarvagaha. Sarvagaha, sarva means all, and ga means one can go. You can go anywhere, just like you have the facility of traveling over the surface of the earth or in the outer space on the earth, but you cannot go beyond the orbit. This is called conditioned life. In conditioned life, we are limited in our traveling. But in spiritual life, we can travel anywhere. The best example is Narad Muni. He can travel anywhere he likes. Oh. Even in this universe, we have got a planet which is called Siddhaloka, the planet of the perfect, not perfect completely, but they are called Siddha. Siddha means almost perfect. The inhabitants of that planet, they can travel without any aid of Sputnik or aeroplane from one planet to another. We get this information from Srimad Bhagavatam. So, in spiritual life, we have got complete freedom to move, to act, to enjoy. So that spiritual knowledge should be cultivated. That is the best utilization of this human form of life. If we do not utilize this human form of life for spiritual cultivation, then we are practically committing suicide. Atmaha. There is a very nice Sanskrit verse that just like you have to cross a great ocean. Now, if you want to cross Atlantic Ocean from New York to England, then you must have a very nice ship and a good captain, and the atmosphere very favorable. Then it is very easy to cross. So that example is given in a Sanskrit verse, Nideham Adyam Sulabham Sukalpam. Now, to cross this ocean of material existence, this is ocean, and it is compared with ocean, Bhava Sagar. Sagar means ocean. So, to cross this ocean, you have got very nice ship. What is that? Nideham, this human form of life. Nideham Adyam. It is very nice ship. And sulabham, sudurlabham. Sulabham means this kind of ship you cannot get always. It is an opportunity. This is an opportunity because you do not know what is going to happen in my next life. There is no guarantee that in next life you are going to take your birth in America or in human form of life. There is no guarantee. Therefore, so long you have got this opportunity, you must fully utilize it. Nideham Adyam Sulabham Sudurlabham. Sulabham, by opportunity, by fortune we have got this Sulabham. And Sudurlabham. Sudurlabham, it is very difficult to get this body. Because just imagine, by gradual evolutionary process from the aquatic to the plant life, then from plant life to worm life, then from worm life to bird's life, then from bird's life to beast life, from beast life to human life. This is the gradual process of evolution. So therefore, this human form of life is very difficult to get. By some fortune we have got now. So therefore, it is said, sulabham sudurlabham. And you have got this nice ship and Guru Karnadharam, and if you have got a nice spiritual master who is captain, good captain, who can help you supply your ship on the sand. So Nidaham Adyam Sulabham Sudurlabham. Atmosphere is Krishna consciousness, created by the Supreme Lord, by delivering you the message of Bhagavad Gita. So you have got very good atmosphere, just to compare in the same way. In the Atlantic Ocean, there is no wind, there is no hurricane, and you have got a very good ship and very good captain. Now take this opportunity of crossing. If you don't cross, then you are committing suicide. Very nice. So these are the opportunities of developing your knowledge in Krishna consciousness and spiritual culture. And the advantage is that as soon as you become fully conscious of your constitutional position, then you are freed from this material and this entanglement. This is called jnanam. Jnanam, asangmaha. Don't be very hesitant. Asangmaha means if you want to acquire some knowledge, you should acquire it maybe slowly, but acquire it very surely, step by step. Don't be impatient, asangma. Not that blindly accepting something and thinking that I have got all knowledge, finished. No, you have got developed consciousness, you have got intelligence. But that intelligence, consciousness depends also on your mode of living, on your mode of behavior. Therefore, one has to become a Brahmin, a sattvic in the modes of goodness. Then he'll be patience. Patience, shanta, peaceful. If you become hesitant, then you cannot. This is called asanga moha. Asanga moha, chama. Chama means tolerance. Tolerance. You should not be disturbed. Suppose you are in this Krishna conscious society. Now, you cannot expect that all the members of the society will be first class men. How can we expect? We are collecting members of the society from all classes of men. So there may be a man in goodness, a man in the passion, and a man in the ignorance. But if you think, this man is not good, that man is not good. No, you should be tolerant. You haven't got any connection with this man or that man. You are connected with the philosophy, with the process of life, and you are connected just like the same example. Suppose you are on the ship. You do not find just all men to your choice. There may be different kinds of men. But what is that to you? You are to cross the Atlantic Ocean, patiently cross. Just sit down tightly on the ship and take advantage of the opportunity. That is your business. This is called shama. Shama means excuse and tolerance. Suppose somebody has offended you, excuse him. This is also another kind of penance. Lord Chaitanya has taught us, Sina andupi sunishena, taro rupi sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. If you want to chant Hare Krishna, then you have to become tolerant. What kind of tolerance? Just like a tree. Don't you think a tree, how much tolerant it is? Everybody is committing offense on the tree. Somebody is snatching its twigs, somebody is snatching its flowers, somebody is snatching leaves, somebody is cutting, but it does not protest. Rather, on the contrary, it supplies you fruit, flowers, and gives you shelter. So, tree is the nicest example for tolerance. So, Lord Chaitanya teaches us that we should become a tolerant just like a tree. And tinadupi sunichena. And forbearance, just like a grass. Just like you trample over grass, it does not protect. Tinadupi sunichena, tarurupi sahishnana, amanina. And you should not be puffed up with your artificial honor. That is belong to this body. You are apart from this body. Suppose you are king in this body, so you have no connection with that body. And suppose you are the poorest man, so you have no connection with this body. So why do you identify yourself that I am poor and I am king? You are neither king, neither poor. You are spirit source. Therefore, amanina, you should not be hankering after this temporary honor of this material world. Honor or dishonor, the same thing. Because you do not belong to that honor, that kind of honor or dishonor. So, tinadupi sunichena, tarurupi sahishnuna, amanina manadena. But other foolish creature who disturbs you, give him all honor. Who is identified with this body, give him all honor. Oh, you sir, you are very beautiful, you are very learned, so that he may not disturb you. Give him all honor. So, tinadupi sunichena, tarurupi sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. In this process, you can go on chant. Nobody will disturb you. Because as soon as you take to spiritual life, there will be so many disturbances. Because it is a declaration of war with the illusory energy. So as soon as you become Krishna conscious, the illusory energy sees, this man is going out of my hand, out of my control. Give him all impediments. Therefore, you have to learn this tolerance. Therefore, next two words after Kshama, Satyam. Satyam. Yathadrishtyartha visayam parahita bhasanam. Satyam means you should speak the actual truth. You should not flatter. You should not flatter for sense gratification. Satyam. Satyam param dhimai. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the definition of truth, absolute truth is given there. What is that? Janmadasya-gataha. The absolute truth is there, from which everything emanates, the original source of all. That is absolute truth. So, you should understand what is satyam, absolute truth, satyam, and parahita bhasanam, you should speak truth also. What is that truth? The truth is God is great and we are subservient. So our duty is to abide by the orders of God. It's simple truth. God is great. You can say, why we should abide by the orders of God? Because you are subservient. No, I am not subservient. That is untrue. You are subservient. If you don't accept your subordinate position before God, then you have to accept your subordinate position under these material stringent laws. You have to become subservient. There is no other alternative. You cannot become absolute. It is a false notion that you are independent. You are not independent. It is a false notion. Nobody is independent. We may be puffed up that we belong to an independent nation. Now we have got, just like we Indian, we are under British rule. Now we have got independence. This is all false notion. What is their independence? The nature's law is forcing starvation. What is this independence? They are now begging grains from other countries. In British time, there was no begging, at least. Now their independence means they are begging. So these are all false notions. Nobody is independent. He is dependent in some way or other under the laws of nature. The laws of nature at once can force the stringent laws and it becomes subservient. So subservient, to become subservient, is your nature. You cannot alter it. The best thing is that instead of becoming subservient to this false, you should become subservient to the absolute truth. Satyam param dhimai. Therefore Bhagavata instructs you that you just try to offer your respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Truth. That is your perfection of life. Satyam dama. Anattham visaya sutrade niyamanam. Dama. Dama means to control the senses. Anartha. Now, you are sitting here. It is very kind of you. But you could go to a cinema house or hear some, or noise by television or something like. It is simply a waste of time. So you have to control your senses in such a way that every moment should be utilized for your spiritual cultivation of life. You should not allow the senses to enjoy anything which is against the cultivation of spiritual life. That is called dama, control. You can eat. You can go to a restaurant and have very palatable dishes of meats and so many things. But you have to control it. No, I shall not eat all this nonsense. I shall eat only Krishna prasada. Eating is not private. Because without eating you cannot live. That's all right. There are so many things. Just like even you don't accept Krishna prasada, you try to become vegetarian. In your country especially, I see you have got enough arrangement for vegetable dishes. I am here for the last more than 1 year. I am getting all nice vegetable dishes prepared by our nice student, Chitranandan. So you are also tasting them. They are very nice. So you should not allow the senses to enjoy something which is against the advancement of your spiritual life. That is called dama. And you have to learn this. If you cannot control it, a swami, this title means one who can control the senses. He is called swami, master of the senses. Generally, we are all servants because our constitutional position is servant, subservient. So, we are servant of this material nature means we are servants of the senses. That's all. We have got this material body and the senses are prominent. We are active in material body means we are active in sense gratification. That's all. So, we are practically servant of the senses. And as soon as you become master of the senses, that the senses should not act according to their whims. The senses should act according to your order. The same example. Suppose there is very nice performance of sense gratification and one wants to go there. And if you can control yourself, no, not to go there. Come here in this storefront, here Bhagavad Gita. Then you become master. You become master. That is sami. In similar way, if you can control all your senses. Now the sense gratification, the most important task for controlling the sense is the tongue. As several times explained that the tongue is the beginning of all senses. So if you can control the tongue, then you can control other senses also. And if you cannot control the tongue, then you cannot control other senses. So you should begin controlling the senses. The tongue has two functions, to taste and to vibrate. Vibrate Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And test Krishna Prasad. Just see how you are making advance. This is called dama. So as soon as you are able to control your senses, naturally you shall be able to control your mind. That is called sama. So these are the processes. So we have to practice this process and learn this process from reliable sources and assimilate them in our life. That is the real utilization of this human form of life. We should learn it, we should practice it, and make our life successful. Thank you.